September 24th, 2019, month-end meeting at 6:30, and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, we'll open the meeting, the audit meeting for September 24th, and have a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here.
Here, we've got a couple vouchers for discussion. First one I have is from Oak Flags Nursery. The town board had approved, I believe it was a not to exceed amount. I don't remember what that amount was, but during the process, but during the installation, or actually prior to the installation, the nursery indicated that we probably should have an extra tree to finish the spacing that they're looking for on that. So I had Lisa pull the board, and we did receive some responses. As it turns out, we did not need that extra tree, but they needed additional topsoil and mulch. And so the total amount of the job was over by $394.92. We do have ones from the same account that we were paying the original cost of the installation. My recommendation would be to pay for the additional mulch for the trees here at the municipal in the amount of $394.92.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item is the just a standard voucher from Lewis Spear for additional work performed for an invoice we received for August of 2019. Regarding the ear case, and that is in the amount of $1,554. So I'm looking for authority from the board to approve that payment.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
I think we need to
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item, next voucher for discussion is J. Bowlby and Sons. We received a voucher that has a copied signature, and that has never been the policy for the town. So I would need authority to accept the voucher that has a copied signature. And that is for an amount of $44.21.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Can we go back to number three?
Back.
Professional fire protection. We have that one.
Yeah, but that one was the one you just signed. What it was is I didn't have one of the board minutes for approving it, so it actually had two approvals.
$1,500, so I took it off. You got
your
copy before I took it off. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's here. Yeah. So we're not even. Okay. Yeah, no, it's so I was missing one of the board approvals.
Okay.
And just made a little bit of
it. Okay. So it's no longer something to discuss. Got it.
Correct.
Okay.
Next item is approval to pay Crystal Rock at a rate of $5.50. We're just looking for permission to pay, to change the payment from Crystal Rock to Vermont Pure, is that right?
Well, the first one is to pay the 917 bill at 550. And the second one is I'm requesting a change from Crystal Rock to Vermont Pure.
Which is $1.50 cheaper, and you had reached out.
As far as they have not come back and confirmed, if you want to put a hold on that one, and I can research it further for next month. I'm not sure what you want. I originally said that yes.
Okay.
But they have not confirmed that.
Okay, all right. We'll hold off on that. But then, so we'll take the initial voucher. So I will need approval to pay Crystal Rock at a rate of $5.50 for three accounts, TH 16.5, Court 16.5, Red 11, and Highway 649, Transfer Station 550. So for a total of $55.99 for the billing date, September 17, 2019.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we'll hold off on the second one. So the last one that I have for discussion, it's the LaBerge Engineering. As you know, they have provided extensive, they and their subcontractors have provided extensive services as part of the Route 9 sewer, sewer district. And we have an outstanding bill currently of approximately $67,450. And some of these bills have been outstanding for a while as we waited to receive necessary paperwork, close on the loan, and to get our financial advisor in place, which we have all done. So what I'm asking for this evening is authority for the supervisor to prepay that bill prior to the audit.
117.
The sum of those three.
It's the three bills, and that's...
So a total amount of 100, where's
it? 117, 45.
So that would be a total amount of $117,485.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Yes. Motion carries. So we will we'll issue that check now and before our audit. So thank you for that.
Ruby, when you check into the Crystal Rock, would it be okay if you find out for under contract?
Oh, well, that will be under contract, yeah.
I think we're under contract so far. How long?
Okay. Because I just called her. She said that we could switch to Vermont. And I says, can you send me an email? She never did. So I want to make sure that we have one water cooler also in Highway that we rent from them. So I'm not sure if that would change or not, if it's the DC DS company or it's Crystal.
Isn't that the same company?
DS bought Crystal Rock, and I think they own Vermont with Pure too. So that's why I had second thoughts. I had originally asked Todd to make that motion tonight, but then I had second thoughts.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
like Woody's all set, and with that, I'll entertain a motion to approve the bills as audited.
So,
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Anything else for you?
Anything else, Woody? Hello?
You all set?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Rudy.
Hey, Paul.
Is that still on?
Yeah, we haven't closed the audit.
Okay. Motion to close the audit meeting.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good job, man.
Thank you.
Testing. Yes, we're all set.
All right, with that introduction, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular town board meeting for September 24th, 2019, and ask that we have a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And would you please rise and reflect?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. First item on this evening's agenda is approval of minutes.
We have minutes from September 10th, 2018, which was the executive session, and we also have minutes from that same day to the regular town board meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Item two on the agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. At the last board meeting, we had set a time and date for a zoning workshop, which would include an invitation to the public as well as representatives of the zoning board, planning board, and town board. Our zoning administrator cannot attend that evening, and I think he plays an integral role in that process. So I'd like to move it to from October 3rd to October 10th at the same time, 6:30. Will that work for everybody?
The business show in Saratoga that I have to attend, so we can do that.
Okay.
If you have a joint.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's basically going to be an informal roundtable conversation that includes the public to get input on where the ideas we have for where we want to go with our zoning changes, if we're going to have any.
6:30,
10 to 10.
All right.
Does
that work for everybody? What time? 6:30. Yeah, okay. I put it down
there. And I'd also like the budget will be provided to board members here September 30th. And I'd like to at least get one budget workshop in shortly after that.
How's Wednesday's work?
Wednesday I could do after. I wouldn't be able to get here at the meetings at the county until 6 o'clock. And I could do 7, but probably not start a little sooner than that.
I don't care. That's like Wednesdays are kind of like my clear day or
okay.
Less busy day. So, and I don't really care what time.
So I could do Tuesday, I could do Wednesday at 7, if you want to do sooner, I could do it Thursday on Thursday.
I'm not sure about Thursday right now.
Okay. For your first budget?
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's going to be present in the evening. 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is that good for you?
Yes.
All right.
Wednesday, October 2nd?
Wednesday, October 2nd. And we also will need to schedule a round of interviews with senior assessment clerk. We received a number of applications. I know that the acting assessor has reviewed them, as well as I have, and board members have copies. Is there a date that you'd like to start that process?
Do we have recommendations between narrowing down to a group? How many are we talking about?
Probably at least six or seven.
So we're going to need more than one night. So
yeah.
I suggest we do half of one.
So that would be eight.
Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah, we could do that. So on the, what time do I start?
5:30, is that 5:30, sorry.
Well, we'll have a town board meeting at 7, so we have an hour to go through. How many do those
An hour and most of the week.
Okay. So why don't we schedule 6 p.m. on Tuesday, October 8th for an executive session for that. And we'll schedule future ones after that.
Tuesday, October 8th, what time?
6 o'clock, we have a town board meeting at 7. That work?
All right.
And we'll see what the availability is as a candidate. Okay, so does anybody else have any meetings or work opportunities scheduled?
No, sir. No.
Item 3 on this evening's agenda, we have a request, as we've received in the past, from the Moreau Community Center. They would like to use the old town hall from November 12th to December 20th for the 2019 holiday caring process. As their executive director reports, it worked out very well for them last year. They would be willing to pay for the utilities for that time period, and they're looking for town approval for that.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carried. So we were to have a presentation on solar energy this evening, but I don't see the individual in the audience, so we will move on. We'll come back to that if he does arrive. I can tell you that I met with this individual last week. He's a he's a resident of town of Monroe that has been in the business for a year and a half of installing commercial solar arrays. He's very interested in talking with the board regarding installation on the town landfill. He is a certified disabled veteran organization which receives certain credits from the state and the federal government, and if he is able to attend this evening, he'd like to give a 10-minute presentation on installation of solar array on the cap. So if he arrives, we'll come back in a moment. Item 5, I've received a request from Jody Sell Sheldon, asking for the town board to approve closure for Tanglewood for the 5K Mike Nolan race. We've done this in the past, and it will take place on November 3rd of this year. It'll begin at 9 a.m. with preparations beginning at 7 a.m., and they will conclude the race by 10:30 a.m. So They would like to request that a section of Tang would be closed off, just like last year. Town board members should have a copy of the race route. It's for a good cause. So somebody would like to move that.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6 on the agenda, I have listed as marriage license fees. State of New York adopted legislation on August 20th of this year, which allows localities to, well, actually, the legislation waives the state fee for marriage license when either party making an application for such license is a member of the United States Armed Forces on active duty. And that legislation gave localities the option to opt in as well for waiving those fees. I had the clerk review our records to see what kind of revenue we're looking at. It looks like in between the years 2017, 2018, 2019, there were 6 marriage licenses that would have fallen into this category, so at $17.50 each. That would have been a reduction of $105 over that 3-year period in fees collected. My recommendation is to have the town adopt the state's policy in waiving the fee.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, our veterans are serving on our behalf and the country's behalf. Many times they're in unique situations for timing, and anything we can do to make things a little bit easier for them, I think we can take advantage of that. So.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? I would just add that this means that the $22.50 of a $40 license will be waived. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
So,
well, excuse me, it'd be $10.750, so it'll be $17.50 that the town will be waiving. That's the local portion. $22.50 is the state portion.
Gotcha. Right. So, is that clear? Do you want me to read it again for everyone? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 7 is Recreation Department requests. At the previous board meeting, the town board had authorized the rec leader to purchase t-shirts for the flag football program. We had not to exceed the amount of $700 in there, and we've had even more interest this year. He's asking that we increase the not to exceed amount by $100 to $800. So we're looking for a motion to increase the not to exceed amount for the purchase of t-shirts this year to $800 from Northern Graphics.
So moved.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. Also in the Recreation Department, as we move forward to the funding application process, we need to do a short form, short environmental assessment form, which I have a copy of in relation to the Universal Playground. And do you have a resolution on that, Leanne?
I do.
Okay, so do we go through the form first before we do the
resolution? The resolution first.
Okay. If you would read that in the record,
Town of Monroe Town Board Resolution, Seeker Notice of Intent to Serve as Lead Agency for Monroe Universally Accessible Playground. Whereas the Town of Monroe is developing a universally accessible playground and spray yard at the Harry J. Bitar Recreation Park, and whereas with the assistance of planning consultant, the LA Group, Landscape Architecture and Engineering PC, 40 Long Alley, Saratoga Springs, New York, 12866, the town has developed plans and environmental documentation in support of same. And whereas in accordance with the provisions of 6 NYCRR Part 617, the town board of the town of Monroe intends to serve as lead agency for the seeker review of this unlisted action, and in this capacity will determine if the proposed action will have a significant effect on the environment. And whereas the lead agency will undertake a coordinated review of this action, now therefore be it resolved that the town board of the town of Monroe hereby designates its intention to serve as lead agency for the seeker coordinated review of this unlisted action, and will circulate the lead agency notice and a copy of the draft comprehensive plan along with a link to the town's website wherein the draft comprehensive plan is located to all involved and interested agencies, which shall be given 30 days from the mailing of the lead agency notice to challenge the town board's lead agency designation.
Thank you, Leanne. So with that, we'll have to actually adopt the resolution first, or go through the
adopt resolution.
All right. So I'll entertain a motion to adopt the resolution.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The resolution is adopted. So with that, we will adopt a short environmental assessment form. And I'll go through it. I'll be asking for yes or no responses. Part one, project sponsor information. Town of Monroe named the action or project is the Monroe Universally Accessible Playground. Project location is the Harry J. Henry. Actually, that's wrong. Recreation Park, which is located off of Gansett Road in the town of Monroe, Saratoga County, New York. Brief description of proposed action. The action includes a new universally accessible playground within the development of the Bitar Recreational Park, a spray pad for water play with new water line connection to existing potable water lines, and new electric line connection to existing power. Construction of a parking area, access drive to accessibility or accessibility to the playground, and storm drainage to accommodate the new paved areas in the playground, parking, and disposal of water from the spray pad. Name of the applicant sponsor, Town of Monroe, address 351 Reynolds Road. First question is, does the proposed action only involve legislative adoption of a plan, local law or ordinance, administrative rule or regulation? If yes, attach a narrative description of the intent of the proposed action and environmental resources that may be affected in the municipality and proceed to part two. If no, continue to question two. So the answer is no. Everybody in agreement?
Yeah. Agree.
Question two, does the proposed action require permit approval or funding from any other government agency? If yes, list the agency's name and permit or approval. This would be partially funded by the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York, which is a funding agency. So the answer is yes. Question three, total acreage of the site of the proposed action is 0.70 acres. Total acreage of the physically disturbed area is 0.70 acres. Total acreage, which includes project site and any contiguous properties owned or controlled by the applicant or project sponsor, is plus or minus 200 acres, which is the entire size of the park. Check all land uses that occur on, are adjoining, or near the proposed action. And five, it is urban, it is not checked. Rural, it is checked. Industrial, it is not checked. Commercial, it is not checked. Residential, it is checked. Forest is checked. Agriculture is not checked. Aquatic is not checked. Other is checked. And you have to specify, and we have listed, recreation. Any agreement on that?
That's right.
My question on that was agriculture. This is occur on, are adjoining, or near the proposed action?
Correct.
I'm just thinking of the layout of the where they're still growing corn over there.
That doesn't
apply to this because of the distance.
Well, are we talking about the site of the equipment or the site of the park?
You're talking about the site of the equipment.
Okay, then no. All right, got it. Thanks.
And I do not have parkland checked.
Parkland was checked in the last form I received,
Right, and then I had an additional correspondence from council on it to say that should not be checked.
Should not or should not?
Should not be checked.
Okay.
So I have removed the check. You still on the same page?
All right. Okay.
Number five is a proposed action, a permitted use under the zoning regulations, yes. B, consistent with adopted comprehensive plan, yes. Everybody in agreement on that?
Yes.
Item six is a proposed action consistent with the dominant character of the existing built or natural landscape. We have yes checked. Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Number seven is the site of the proposed action located in or does it adjoin the state listed critical environment area, if so identified, we have selected no.
Okay.
Number eight, will the proposed action result in a substantial increase in traffic above present levels? We have checked no. Are public transportation services available at or near the site of the proposed action? We have checked no. And are any pedestrian accommodations or bicycle routes available on or near the site of the proposed action? We have checked yes.
Okay.
Item 9, does the proposed action meet or exceed the state energy code requirement? If the proposed action will exceed requirements to describe design features and technologies, we have checked yes, but we do not have any comment in that section.
Section?
Number 9. Am I reading that?
Yes.
Right, do we have to add? Do we have that comment in there? Or just check
I don't believe so.
In agreement?
Yes.
Item 10, will the proposed action connect to an existing public-private water supply? If no, describe methods for providing potable water. We have described that this potable water supply for the spray pad will be provided via connection to the existing park water line adjacent to the project area. And so with that, we check yes.
Okay.
Item 11, will the proposed action connect to existing wastewater utilities? If no, describe methods for providing wastewater treatment. We have checked no, and specified water from the spray pad will be disposed of in infiltration basin within the project area. Stormwater runoff resulting from the new pavements will be directed to new rain gardens in the projected area. We check no on that. Number 12, A, does the project site contain or is it substantially contiguous to a building, archaeological site, or district which is listed on the National or State Register of Historic Places or that has been determined by the Commissioner of the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation and Historic Preservation to be eligible for listing on the State Register of Historic Places? Excuse me, we have checked no. Second part of that question, is the project site or any portion of it located in or adjacent to the area designed as sensitive for archaeological sites on the New York State Historic Preservation Office archaeological site inventory? We have checked no. And question 13. So does any portion of the site of the proposed action or lands adjoining the proposed action contain wetlands or other water bodies regulated by a federal, state, or local agency? We have checked no. B, would the proposed action physically alter or encroach into an existing wetland or water body? We have checked no. Question 14, identify typical habitat types that occur on or are likely to be found on the project site. Check all that apply. Shoreline, No, forest, yes. Agricultural grassland or grasslands, yes. Early to mid successional, no. Wetland, no. Urban, no. Suburban, no.
Yes.
Item 15, does the site of the proposed action contain any species of animal or associated habitats listed by the state or federal government as threatened or endangered? We checked and no. Is the project site located in a 100-year floodplain? We checked and no. Will the proposed action create stormwater discharge from point or non-point sources? We checked yes. If yes, will stormwater discharge flow to adjacent properties? We checked no. Will stormwater discharges be directed to established conveyance system runoff or storm drains? We checked no. And if yes, and those, any of those three briefly described, and we have entered, stormwater generated by the paved areas of the playground and parking area will be infiltrated within the project area. Item 18, does the proposed action include construction or other activities that would result in the impoundment of water or other liquids, such as a retention pond, wastewater lagoon, or dam? If yes, explain the purpose and size of the impoundment. We check no. Item 19, has the site of the proposed action or the adjoining property been the location of an active or closed solid waste management facility? We check no. And the final question, 20, has the site of the proposed action or an adjoining property been the subject of remediation ongoing or completed for hazardous waste? And we check no. So with that, is everybody in agreement with those answers?
Yes.
Do we have to do a resolution on that as well, or are we good?
We're good.
Anything else on the secret review that you need for that playground?
No.
Awesome. Item 8 is a transfer station request. We have a request from Ted to replace the roof on the compactor building. He has received three quotes. We got two quotes. The third vendor did not submit a quote. We have one from Fred Bartlett Enterprises in the amount of $2,310. We have one from SOC Contracting in the amount of $2,800. The ADK Homeworks did not provide a quote. I don't know if the board would like to act on this tonight or if the Transfer Station Committee would like to take a look at the roof.
I'd love to. So let's table this.
Tables, okay. So, we'll take a recommendation from that committee at the next board meeting.
Okay. Try to get that this week.
Item 9 is a court request. Justice McCabe has done a lot of legwork on looking into purchasing a security camera system that would not only serve the court but also all of town hall, including the entrances and the hallways. And he is asking the board to approve the purchase of a 16-channel security system that includes 8 cameras and all necessary wiring and a 4TB hard drive, including shipping and installation. He has secured 3 quotes, one from GW Security out of South Almonte, California, an amount of $1,049, one from Focus Camera out of Brooklyn, New York for $1,299, and an additional quote from GW Security in the amount of $1,399. The amount in the JCAP fund is currently $1,569.95, so there is money for this purchase, and he is suggesting that we go with the price from GW Security in the amount of $1,049.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 10 is an item that we had on the last town board agenda, which is the Monroe Volunteer Policy Procedures. Board members should have received a copy, and hopefully you've had enough time to review it. Tabled it at the last meeting that was on the agenda. And so, if the board is willing, I suggest that we take it up for adoption. If you need more time to review the proposed policy, that's fine too, but totally up to you.
The one thing that I think it doesn't, I'm sorry, I didn't think of it before, I did read through it at one point, but do we want to put something in there about the use of 1.5 hours for driving our vehicles and using our equipment?
I think we can have a similar problem for all town employees, or for employees as well as volunteers.
That makes sense.
But, you know, if it goes strong, we should incorporate it, we can do that, so.
Well, it makes it clear to volunteers, or maybe they can say, something, you know, you say something like, at the discretion of the department head or the supervisor, just waiting to do this policy. If we're going to do something as a policy similar, that would be fine, because they would be doing that when they volunteer, if we don't.
Thank you, sir.
So let's wait and go with your idea.
You want to?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. You want to adopt the policy then?
I think we're comfortable with that, overall.
Motion to approve the draft of the volunteer policy and procedure that's presented.
Second. Any discussion on that?
I'm just really happy that the buyer is from Chesky is taking this on. It shows a lot of initiative. Makes sense. It's good to have in place.
Any other discussion or comments?
No.
Do you have a copy of it?
I do.
All right, so with that, we got a motion. And all in favor? Opposed?
No.
We have adopted a volunteer policy procedure on the road. And we do have one more item that I skipped over for a transfer station regarding the grinding of brush. We asked Ted to reach out and secure three quotes, and I know John was also involved in working to come up with a solution on how best to address the pile down there. And at this point in time, we have two companies that have provided a quote. One is Pollution Sons, which will be a flat rate of $5,000 to do the job. Second one is from Wood Waste Reduction Services that would also charge $5,000 to do his job. And he reached out to WM Beers, who did not provide a quote. We have budgeted the monies for this purpose. Account 8160.4 has $5,000 there, so we're within the budget. So it's the board's pleasure whether we want to, who we want to go with, and if you want to go with.
Do we have any computer work on either of these?
Pollution Sons, we have engaged our services from time to time over here.
Is there information about how long they'll work or how much they'll do in the future?
No, we told them we wanted to all So, Volusia had initially said they would charge $5,000 for an 8-hour day, and my office reached out to them and said, no, we do $5 for the job.
Well, he's done a good job for us before.
So the question is, do you want to move forward? If so, do you want to move Volusia Sons out of Queensbury or Wood Waste Reduction Services?
So I'm looking at these two here. So the wood waste reduction services, drain of yard waste pile, drains we went for town. Then, I guess that's what I'm seeing here, maybe about other things, so it's just for the brush pile, if you choose to grind a leaf pile, that's an additional $5,000. I mean, are we, do we want it all on the ground together for,
Our primary concern is the brush.
Right. But would we, you know, this is the wood waste reduction services, including everything that's down there, to grind it down into smaller, to a smaller pile, or do we just, you know, for $5,000, all of it, or $5,000 for just the brush? I mean, that's, does anyone have any more insight?
Ted's got the information, so I only have a little bit of that. If you want, we can table this for the transfer station.
Maybe we can find out with Galusha if they're including everything or if it's separate for two different things.
Yeah, we should just look at it. Okay. We have 90 minutes.
Can you help us out?
Right.
Item 11 on the agenda, I have listed as the crossing guard. Excuse me. Due to a retirement, we have been without a crossing guard at Monroe Elementary School. As the board is aware, that crossing guard serves for an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening on school day only. And we have adopted an hourly rate of $12 per hour for crossing guards. I actually have interviewed an individual who's working part-time for town right now, and my recommendation would be to hire Art Gadway to have that position as a school crossing guard on a part-time basis. He's already has done it when we have call-offs, which happens from time to time, and he's been very helpful in accommodating us down there. So he knows what the job entails. He's interested in it, and he's looking for more hours in general from the town. So it's a great employee.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 12 is the principal account clerk training. Jeffrey has sent a memo to board members requesting an opportunity to attend Jagger from 2019 client conference in Saratoga Springs on Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. This conference is free of charge and will provide education on various human resource topics such as HRAs, voluntary employee benefits, workers' compensation, leave management, and future health insurance costs. The only cost to the town would be that for his mileage.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Item 13 is privilege of the floor. Before I open up for comment, I want to provide an update, because I know at least one person is here to possibly address the board regarding the proposed PUD for the Rachel's McDermott Farm on Old West Road. The scope of the project, based on her conversation this week with our zoning administrator, has changed and has been scaled back significantly. That no longer includes any kind of development south of Old West Road, which would have had a proposed solar array going in, potential for development, some of the agricultural property there. As it exists, based on her conversation with the town this week, it will include just developing the M2 portion of that property.
It's a unique situation. It's one of two properties in the town that not only is zoned M2, but it also is included in the agricultural district, which provides it certain protections under state law. Under the M2 zoning, based on our code and the zoning administrator's anticipation or interpretation of the M2 permitted uses, it's essentially light manufacturing or assembly, other research, industrial research operations, wholesale store and storage uses, laboratories, and office building. Right now, the proposal has outlined conceptually to the zoning administrator would be to produce beer on site. They are looking for the ability to sell at retail on site, and at this time it's the town's interpretation that it can only be sold at wholesale. So she has asked for an official determination from her zoning administrator. He is working on that and will provide it to Rachel in the near future. So with that, I will open up the privilege of the floor. As is policy of the town, you have a member of the public has 3 minutes to speak. The topic of discussion shall be germane to town business and should not include any personnel discussions. So with that, I would like to address the board from this moment.
I just wanted to, I know we're coming up on budget season with the board, and at the last meeting you guys had, I think it was September 10th, I attended a bicycling for business seminar that was conducted in Queensbury. Moreau's in a unique position because New York State is investing in a cycling trail and a trail that goes from New York City to Montreal. It's going to come through the Glens Falls Moreau area, and we have a real opportunity to be a cycling hub. So the conversation that night was to give ideas to businesses of how they can be friendly to cyclists that are coming through, and how the community as a whole can also do things to make it cycling friendly. So, and Todd, you're also on the county board and may have some insight. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of information. I copied, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but this book is online. I tried to get copies for you guys, but I did print out the copy where it talks about what the community can do. And I just want to highlight a couple of those, especially for the budget. But it's important whenever you do anything to collaborate. If we are going to open up our community to the cycling tourism industry, then we need to have the whole community buy in to that, so that the residents and anybody traveling to the area are all participating in the cycling and knowing what's going on. A couple of things that they suggested for cycling communities is to have really good signage. So when you get off and exit or enter our community, you know that we're a cycle-friendly community. We're open to cyclists, and to kind of point directions on things that may be of interest to the cyclists, like signs, roads, trails, where they can, you know, they're going to be looking for a place to eat, refresh, that sort of thing. They also suggested putting signs for anybody coming into the community. Like, a trucker may not know that we're going to have cyclists in the area. So those were some of the things. Also, people that are cycling through the community like to know where they are, historic points of interest, different things, you know, 10 miles to Stewart's, 5 minutes to, you know, bathrooms. Also, they said for convenience for when people are out there for safety, they have to call EMS to mark the roads so that they can find themselves, you know, when you're traveling, whether it's on the byway or something like that. Other things that they suggested that could be budgeted for convenience are bike stands along the route, covered bike stands, maybe a solar area so that people can charge, you know, with their phone and things like that, but to get out of the weather. Parking areas so people can leave their, park their car, get on their bike, use the area. Also, pump and tool stations. would it also be good, you know, when you're driving along, your tire goes flat, it comes a little bit loose, you'll see different communities have that. This is something that we could put along the area. Public, I mentioned the public and business education about the importance of cyclists is when they come to an area, they may ask, where are the trails? Where can I get a bike to eat? Where's the closest bike shop? That sort of thing. Restrooms, water, a welcome center. They said it's really important so we could go someplace and they go home in 3 minutes. They could look at a map, see where they could go, kind of get little feeder and have information about Monroe, where we're going for cycling. Also, in promotion, you know, the canal people, they are getting together with New York State Parks and Trails. They have grant money for businesses that, for example, are biker-friendly, want to be certified biker-friendly, get on their webpage and also be able to promote that so that they can also have some of these items. They can apply for that.
Okay.
All right, just one more thing. And to set us aside for tourists that are coming to the area to kind of create a bikeway or a gateway so that you know they can ring Monroe, and it can create also a photo opportunity and creating an actual Monroe loop where it's a 5K, 10K loop that goes through the community so that you can get off the state sanctioned trail, and that could also be used by residents in the community.
Thank you. I would just add that as part of your conversation, I think it would be interesting for you to note that in speaking with New York State DOT Regional Planning Office last week, as you know, or maybe read, I know you will read shortly here in Chronicle this week, DOT is planning on replacing the bridge over the interstate at exit 17. And as part of that redesign, they have agreed to include a bike lane going over the bridge, so that kind of plays into part of your request.
Awesome. Yeah, I think even at this, they have people like from DPW, because one of the things that the board can do that's free is to, you know, make a whatever you guys, a petition or whatever, to say we are a bike-friendly community, and to make a mission statement that anybody that's doing anything for the town considers biking, whether it's your marketing people from SPP, whether it's DPW, if they're doing stuff. We are going to have issues, you know, when we start doing sewers, so that we can make the signage really easy for anybody coming through. That would be great. And then, I don't know when your budgets are going to be happening.
I will have it released on September 30th.
Okay. So I want to give you some ideas.
Yeah, that's great. If you have a dollar amount that you're suggesting, email to me, because we can discuss it among ourselves as we.
Okay. I just wanted to give you just a background from what the state had given us in that. There's a link to the webpage, too.
Sure.
They go into a lot more detail. They give a lot of facts, figures, statistics, dollar values. And if you are going into the budget, I know the rec committee was going to, you know, talk to you about it, but
they will be, I think I spoke with Bob yesterday, and I think we're looking at the first or second Tuesday in October.
Okay.
We were looking at tonight, but it's not a long time.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Because if you are looking at the budget, we could also use one of the other things is a park for dogs. And fencing would be something that would be really included in the budget. This is something that they do in Malta. It's called the romp, play, and whatever. That's sort of the guidelines for it. And then the last thing that I know we're
going to have time.
I'm sorry.
Strict about keeping it.
Okay, just one more thing. If you guys are doing any zoning, we're looking into a farmer's market and putting one together. We're looking at three locations in Monroe that we come back to you with.
Okay.
Using the state and ag markets, you know, rules and guidelines for what they want. But some of the public spaces in the town are not set up for us to do that. That's what I was saying. Thank you, sir. I thought it was three for time.
That's right. You took Reed's time, so we're all
Oh, thank you, Reed.
Well, it's been recorded. I appreciate it. Take the microphone.
How's that? I got a couple safety concerns. I know I've been talking to Alan about them.
They went through and relined a lot of the roads in the town. There's no stop line on one side of Reservoir Road. Why would they do that? They put one on Santa Barbara Heights, which is not a very major intersection. You got Reservoir Road, very dangerous intersection. And I've complained about that side before. Nothing gets done. You got a fire hydrant across from the Wolves, very Wolves. Can't see it going down the road. So you get 90 degrees to it. I've complained to Alan, they had to, whoever went there, they mow around like 6 foot in diameter. That's not what we're looking for. So fire trucks going down the road in a frantic situation, life and death. The guy's looking for a hydrant, he can't see it to you right there. Is there any way they can beat that out? I mean, who has the responsibility of the right of way and the water line to keep a boat? Can't see it northbound or southbound.
State road.
Isn't there a right way for the water line work? I mean, it's a matter of somebody just, there's a frantic situation, you need to hit a hydrant. That driver can't see it. Because I know I can't see it. And I know it's not 197, it's probably a branch going around all these towns for here. And I know they're quite a ways off the road. Isn't there a right way to keep them better clear?
I think the amount that they're clear is the amount that we require to be cleared. And this is, we're wondering what happened that the state or the county, whichever one is responsible, I don't remember right now, why that hasn't been cut down in our opinion.
There's shoemaking bushes growing up there. If you're going northbound, you can't see them. Shoemaking bushes, which are south of them, you cannot see the hydrant. You can't see the flags sticking up in the air or nothing. I know if my house is burning now, which that could be the hydrant they hit southbound.
Paul, do you know if that's a county?
It's a state road.
It's a state road.
We're working on it, as Terry mentioned. Yeah.
But the thing is, it shouldn't be something that's a work in progress. It should be done right away. I mean, somebody's house burned down. You could have a fire tonight, tomorrow, next week, next year. You might not have a fire, but it should be that clean. So I'd like to get it done as soon as possible, wherever we get a good hold of it. I mean, if you guys drive down there, I mean, you'll see it. I don't know what my house burned down. Is that something I go to state level with, or?
I was explaining to you today that the town people have been back 2 times. We've cleared it out to 16 feet circumference, so we're a lot more than 3, which is required. And I'll work with the state.
I'll see it on my
own.
What good is it if it's sitting off in the woods and nobody knows it's there and you can't see it? Wouldn't it be wise to be proactive versus, you know, just. As I could go brush on it, but it's not my responsibility.
As mentioned just a little while ago in text messages, I'll work through the state.
So if that's something going to get where we go from here.
We all know how the process works. I'll work through the state as best I can. Yes, Sean.
I just want to be next. I'm going to get done.
That's fine. You're next.
Oh, yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record and your address.
Okay, my name is Eleanor Stein, S-T-E-I-N, and I live at 210 Washburn Road in Monroe. And I spoke to the supervisor slightly before the meeting began, at which time he told me that some of the plans for the brewery, bar, amphitheater, music venues, 3-day workshops, et cetera, et cetera, and so on have been pulled back. And now it's merely going to be a bar tasting room. And this is probably not the board who's going to see it now because it's going to go to zoning. However, I'm here just to, in case it comes back here, in earlier form, wanting you to know that not only am I totally against this, but approximately 30 people I've spoken with on our streets are against it. And they're especially against having any sort of alcohol being sold there and then driving on the windy streets that we have. If you ever make either a left-hand turn off of 9 onto Old West or a right-hand turn onto Old West off of 9, you'll notice how actually dangerous that turn is. I go there all the time, and it's always a surprise. And I've been going there for 13 years, and it's always a surprise. It's a real steep turn. We're also concerned about the zoning of the M2 and wondering Why can't we change that zoning out of M2 if it's only two properties in a row that have M2 zoning with ag? Can't the zoning board change that so that they could not put this thing up there in agricultural land? The other thing we're concerned about is the water that they're going to be using for a brewery. And is that going to change our wells? Are we going to lose our water because they're using tons of water up there at that brewery? We're against the brewery, we're against the tasting, we're against anything but ag in ag country. Thank you.
Mr. Andrews.
Oh, thank you. I'll be brief. I wanted to do that quickly. I mentioned Carla told us about the court case or the court of Eden. But the supervisor just gives an update on that at the Article 78 on the Erie Boulevard, what's going on after. I know they had a court case. That was the second thing, less serious. If you ever drive around the village of Southwest Falls on a Monday morning, you'll be amazed how much brush or grass cuttings and everything else. I understand it's they're part of the town, they need to go to the transfer, but I'm just wondering if the town should be make sure they're budgeted enough to deal with this, because you can get quite an experience going through the village through the summer months. What's on the side? The village picks it up, brings it to the town transfer station, and we're dealing with it with this issue here, kind of thing. So maybe what I'm suggesting is just being more conscious of keeping track of how much is actually coming in, how it's coming in, and how it's affecting what you need to do every year about cleaning it up. Not that they're the only contributors. We have people coming from the town going, but I think if you get a chance as a council person, you should drive through the village on either Sunday afternoon, evening, or Monday morning. You'd be amazed what's out of the curve. Thank you.
Thank you. Regarding the update on the tax surcharge case with Erie Boulevard, the update that you received at the last board meeting is still current.
Thank you.
And as far regarding the comments and concerns on the brush through the village is part of the town of Monroe. The village residents, through their general fund, pay taxes. They are paying for the brush grinding that we annually approve. And I dare say that because the village has a more concentrated population inherently, that they are contributing a significant portion through their taxes to accommodate that service. Anyone else like to address the board? I do have a question for Highway Superintendent regarding the stop sign line. Was that a town road?
It's a town road, but it's covered by New York State.
And New York State is in the process of, they're still striping now. I think I've seen them at 197. And some other intersections along the way. So it's their responsibility?
Yes.
Okay. I can reach out to them regarding an update on that. Anyone else like to address the board? If not, we will move on to supervisor's items. Just briefly, the town board has received copies of letters regarding opposition from Martha Winston on what had been a proposed PUD on Old West Road. We had also received an email, and this evening we received a handout from Eleanor Stein regarding her opposition to the PUD as well. Town board has also received an opposition letter from Debbie Miller. And we received an email letter of concern and opposition from Stephanie Oakley, which all board members have received a copy of. And I have also provided it to the zoning administrator and members of the planning and zoning board so that they have received that information as well. I also have an email from John Arnold expressing his opposition to portions of the project that had been proposed under the PUD. Yesterday I received a report from the state controller regarding the annual monitoring the state controller's office does for local government fiscal stress scores. And they base this off the AUDs that we do annually, the audits that we are required to submit to the state controller for review. I believe school districts have to do it as well as villages. And a score of 100% is a very stressed community. And in 2016, the town had a score of 6.7. 2017, we had a score of 6.7. And with the new administration coming in, our score was reduced to half of that, to 3.3 out of 100%. So from a fiscal stress standpoint, the town is doing a very good job in governing its finances. I also received a letter from James Donahue, who is Director of Recreation at the Fort Edward Recreation Department. And he wanted to thank the town on behalf of the Village of Fort Edward and our Recreation Department staff when they utilized the Sandbar Beach for one of their field trips this summer. And I also met with another potential solar array developer regarding a parcel of property off of 197. He's asked to address the board, which I will schedule for some time in October, probably the second board meeting, and would like to make the board aware of what they'd like to do and be available to answer any questions. I told him that historically we provide about 10 minutes for that opportunity, and I will get him in here in the month of October. And that is all I have on the supervisor items, committee reports. And we have a committee report for that.
That's going to help me do that. So you'll see we clean out some of the dead bushes and bring some flowers in to fill in the spaces that are on that.
In regards to, at the last meeting, we spoke about our people at the rec lining the field for fall ball. I did reach out to Roberta Rain and cleared it up that her people are responsible for that action, and that if they choose to have a tournament, our people will be notified and will be paid accordingly.
Great. Thanks for doing that. Anything else? Does anyone have a need for executive session? Council?
What?
Do you have a need for executive session?
I don't.
No. If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. Mm-hmm. Welcome to adjourn.
September.
All in favor?
Aye.
So the vote. Thank you.